Okay, let's call the meeting to order. And Carrie Lynn, did you find the meeting or the minutes?
I think whoever took them last time will have October's.
I have October's.
I don't have September's.
I have October's.
Okay.
Let me read those. Do we have to open in like second that we opened it? My meeting says meeting opened by Linda and seconded by Carol.
Yeah.
Meeting opened, okay. That's good to know. In attendance was Shauna, Linda, and Roger, Carol, Kathy, Doug, Cecilia, and her friend, and Kelly Gummel. My handwriting is awful.
Who's downstairs?
So this meeting was October 1st. Tomorrow, this the minutes. The next day after our meeting was going to be Friends of Art. Shauna's making Sloppy Joes. Heidi Mendez wants to do a February play and treats for the adult theater group, like a date night, February 13th and 14th in this community center. Doug said our new building is available to use in the evenings. Meeting honoring all who helped with the Highland Fling. Shauna should be invited. The Halloween event, October 23rd, a Thursday. Katie will help. Christmas event, same as last year. Carol and Mark are Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Kelly, it should be Kelly, right?
It says Katie. So oh. Do we have a girl here?
Yeah.
That
yeah, we did.
A youth that was named Katie?
Oh.
Yeah. And she was going to help with the Halloween event somehow.
Well, we didn't have it.
Katie is our communications specialist at the city.
Okay. But we didn't, as an arts council, we didn't put in anything.
We didn't write anything.
Okay, event coordinator has resigned, so we're still looking further, looking for getting a new one. Then I have Linda, 6 kids in her art classes, could use 2 more, ages 8 to 11 years. Becca helped her as she is learning to use Canva, a new program, having computer and printer issues. I hope those are worked out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Kelly was assigned to be over the Youth Arts Council group, and then have them plan an activity for Halloween event and Christmas event. And then Shauna said we're going to do Zoom every other month. Carol's making 3.5-inch Christmas ornaments for Christmas trees. It's a great active group. The quilt retreat in April. Need to email Shelley to calendar the building for next year, right? I think that's what that was for. Everyone needs to check their building reservations. All of us.
Yeah.
By emailing Shelley at sbond@highland.utah.gov. And I talked about we're performing at University Place on November 17th for the tree lighting. And then we have our concert with Jenny Oaks Baker at Abravanel Hall on December 23rd and our regular concert on December 13th at Timberline.
Yours is at 7, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Timberline Middle School. Timberline Auditorium. Doug closed the meeting at 6:12. Kelly seconded it, and our next meeting would be November 12th, which is the second Wednesday. There it is in my notes, and I still thought we had.
Okay, would someone like to approve that?
One correction. And I'm mentioning this because it's, I think, generally appropriate that the email address that was in there, the city domain is highlandut.gov.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just Highland UT.
You're right. Thank you for catching that.
So it's S Bond.
Yeah. In this case, for Shelley, it's S Bond. Highland UT. All around again.
All of you would be Highland UT. Okay. I'm going to fix that. Shelley Bond. That's who we have to schedule the building with.
Okay. Would someone like to second it?
I'll second the approval of the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Who seconded it?
Carol.
Who's the first one?
Oh, I thought you.
No, he just added a correction. So,
all of us. Sometimes we adopt the minutes as
amended. She seconded it.
First it.
There you go.
You know what I mean.
First and seconding?
Yes, the minutes I just read through from our last meeting.
That's all you missed was minutes, so you're good.
Okay.
Nope.
I actually was here previously on time. I thought it was still at 5:30.
No. It's going to be at 6 now, and it'll be Zoom meetings. We said every other month, but I think we're going to do it every month, and then every I don't know how often, I haven't decided yet. We'll do an in-house one where we get together. Does that sound good to everybody? Okay.
Yes.
So
all right.
Carrie Lynn and Carol are going to talk about whether we're doing it through Zoom or Google Meet.
We'll talk about that. And Tinley, you know Kelly, right?
Yes.
She's going to be in charge of the youth, our youth arts council. And so, Kelly, what I need you to do is to inform them of the meetings every month. Yeah, I didn't tell you we're supposed to do this. The first time I've told you, so yeah.
So I did send out that text to you.
Yes,
you were.
Oh, I was. What
yes.
did?
I didn't get it.
I didn't. I don't think I got it. What did it say?
Well, I just said that.
Oh, okay.
And then we talked about doing
Yeah, we canceled that.
What is the date of the
24th.
Christmas?
So Christmas.
Christmas Eve?
No, the 24th of November.
Okay, thank you. And what is the is that the Santa thing?
Uh-huh.
On November 24th.
And his reindeer, the city said.
Well, that's what they said. Yeah, they're bringing reindeer.
Oh. Yeah, so our Christmas event is on the 24th. I think Carol and Mark are ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm. We were going to have a city meeting.
Yeah, we haven't. I haven't heard back from
Jay.
Jay.
Okay.
That's a Monday, right?
Yeah, he was still deciding whether we were going to have it.
Is it a Monday?
Yes. My son's birthday is the 24th.
Splash pad. So
Sunday is the 23rd, so Monday night.
But I did give him the information about how many candy canes to order. And do you think you'll need any more helpers?
It is.
It's a Monday night.
It depends on where it is, I think.
Okay.
But
it's a Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But we'll probably need two or three, I think.
Didn't you say we're going to have the Santa part in the city hall?
He hasn't decided for sure.
He
yeah.
He is going to be over the city hall and the splash pad.
Did he make a decision to do? Oh,
okay. So it will be the city hall.
So that will be invited to that one.
Okay. And I believe it starts at 5:30. Is that correct?
Wow.
That's kind of what we need to know, when it's starting, when they want to be there.
We'll check in with Jay tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did say probably wanted to bring Santa over on the fire truck.
Okay.
So I'll let you know as soon as I know details.
So what is this event? It's meeting Santa and then what else?
Christmas tree lighting.
Christmas tree lighting.
I think is what it's.
Christmas tree lighting. Where?
Which Christmas
tree? Or tree lighting. I think they call it tree lighting rather than Christmas tree lighting.
At the
we'll have trees.
Oh, tree.
Down at the splash pad.
Down at the splash pad.
Tree lighting.
Okay.
Or a strong hand.
Okay.
We will be with it at that point.
Okay.
So do you want the youth to do something?
What do you think?
Yes, because we will need two youth there to help bring the kids into. At least I'm guessing that we'll be in the chamber is where we.
Council chamber?
Yeah, so I don't know where they're planning. If it's been like last time, it was in the council chamber, and so they had someone who would walk them in to Santa because the line was outside, and then they'd, you know, instead of all ganging into the council chambers, yeah.
So maybe we could get little Santa hats for them or something.
So that's the one event I can't go to. We already got tickets to Luminary.
Okay. Okay.
What's the city website again?
If you'll organize it, I'll be there.
HighlandUT.gov.
Tinley, will you be able to go?
No,
it's the 24th. It's a Monday of November. It's right before your birthday.
Yes, Monday before Thanksgiving. What day's your birthday?
The 26th.
Okay.
My son before it.
You can get a picture with Santa Claus if you come, okay?
Yeah.
What? You can have a picture.
I said you get a picture with Santa Claus if you come, okay? For your birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if I should have.
Can I just say something about the Halloween one?
Yes.
Because of this meeting, and we knew that there was the pumpkin decorating thing, we all decorated pumpkins, and we were let's see how many we ended up 4 of the 6 pumpkins that got entered.
Oh.
Into the contest.
So did you win?
Yes.
So that was that was all.
That's all. Like, there were 6 pumpkins entered.
How was the attendance?
The attendance seemed pretty good, but that was not well advertised or something.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
So they still had it?
Well, not really. I mean, they had trophies and bags of goodies and stuff to give to all the participants. So I just said, hey, my grandson, he's 5, needed 2 of those pumpkins. Can I give him a trophy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then my other daughter, Adriana, who's 22, spent hours and hours and hours doing this really detailed painting. And it was that daughter and my other daughter who were the 2 adult ones. So I'm like,
well,
she didn't
need that. It'll be better. It'll be better next year. Hopefully they'll...
Did they hire
someone? I don't think so.
They have 4 people that they're interviewing
tomorrow. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you want to hand this over?
Yeah. Yeah, you can pass around this if you want.
Go get her.
Okay, so I think we talked about this last time, but that I've partnered with the library, and what we're going to partner on mostly is the senior citizens. And so that is what I'd like to put Suzanne Mann in charge of, is the senior citizens. She couldn't come tonight. She had a family wedding. So it's going to be really fun. We've applied for a grant so that we can do some extra things for the seniors. One thing is that we're making memory bags, and in it will be like a puzzle, a word search, all that kind of stuff that they can pick up at the library. And we're going to have a kickoff event. I believe it's the 12th of November over there.
That's for the senior support group?
No. This will just be for senior citizens that want to use it through the library.
Okay.
And we're pretty sure we got the grant, but because of the shutdown of the government, we can't get the fund. We can't get it funded right now. As soon as that's better, hopefully we'll get the money. And then I did get a donation from Dowdle Puzzles. They donated puzzles for me to put in it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so I picked those up the other day, and they gave me lots more than what I had asked for. So I'm going to give them out tomorrow at our senior citizen lunch.
Oh, good.
That we have
here.
Doing here. I think I've got enough that I can give everybody that comes one.
Sweet.
Nice.
That wants one. Yeah. Yeah, they're 500. I told them we didn't want 1,000. That maybe is a little much for a lot of them. So I said 3 or 5, and they gave me 500 piece ones.
Okay.
So
just to clarify, you said that the kickoff event is the 12th,
which is today.
December.
Yeah,
December.
12th. Yeah.
And this is the kickoff for what exactly?
For the library and us partnering and doing the senior citizen thing.
Oh, so for Library, Arts Council, and Senior Citizen.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. And so we'll need some help once we get the funding, we'll need some help putting the kits together. So that would probably be something you'd be good at. Okay, I'm going to reorganize the board a little bit, and I'm working on that right now. And so I will get back to you. I've already, for those of you that don't know, I already chose Carol and Kathy to be my co-chairman now. And so if you can't get me, get one of them. What?
She approved. She seconded.
Yeah, you approve and second it. I third it. Yeah, yeah, it's good. So I'll have that reorganization put together by next time that we meet. But Susan is moving to St. George, so I need to replace her.
Susan Morris.
Uh huh. Yeah, and
was she part of the board?
She was, but yeah, she hasn't been able to come much. She's sick. She has lupus, and so, you know, it's going to be better for her to be in a warmer climate, and it'll be good. And then Becca is just really busy. I'm thinking that I might make her like an advisor or a co, I don't know what exactly yet, but.
Linda's assistant.
Yeah, Linda's assistant, because she's really good. And speaking of that, our website went down, and we didn't know what to do, because TV set it up. And anyway, so we finally got Becca, who is pretty good on the computer, which is a good thing to keep her on board with us, because she's helped Linda a lot. But she called and found out what company was housing our website and so on and so forth. But evidently the headquarters, the guy that's in charge of our website, is in the Philippines, and they've had the
tsunami
typhoon there, and just killed over 200 people.
Oh, really? Yeah, and so we haven't been able to get hold of him since. Right. We did talk to him.
Him or the main number.
Yeah.
Either his personal or the main.
Yeah, we talked to him. Linda talked to him. I talked to him. Becca talked to him. And, you know, we felt like it was ready to come back up, but it hasn't come back up, and I don't know. We can't get hold of anybody. So I don't know what to do but just hang on and hope that it happens soon. I did have to pay to get it back up, and it cost $377, but that gets us 10 years.
Okay. It also secured, right now we have HighlandCityArts.info. It also secured HighlandCityArts.com and HighlandCityArts.org.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Nobody can take those and confuse them with ours.
We have. Yeah. Never mind. And so we had to do the .com for our choir, because we accidentally printed all our posters 1 year with a .com.
Oh, there you go.
We had to go make an emergency edition there.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask the choirs, both our choirs, and I talked to Paige today. John Pugh is giving me 10 tickets for each concert to give out. I would like each of you to do the same.
Okay.
This year, for Christmas, I'm only doing one concert, and I may be tied on tickets.
And you may what?
She may not. She usually does two concerts, so that all the parents can come.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Yeah.
We have a little smaller group this year. We decided to do one full instead of two partially full. So let me just double check. I'm sure I'm getting some, but when I sell my tickets on December 2nd, I'll have a better idea of what I have left. I just want to make sure all my parents can end their
Okay, but right. But I do need you. I do need everybody to do that for us.
Yeah, and I use
10 complimentary tickets to our concert. Okay.
Yeah.
I already have a bunch printed. I'll just get 10 to you.
That'll be great. That'd be perfect. And then if there's anybody who wants a ticket to go to anything, contact me, and I'll get you a ticket so that you can get in.
Yes.
I know we're
going to
be sold out, so I'm a little bit worried about that.
John Pugh's this time for Christmas, he's doing the Messiah.
Ooh.
I know. And so I don't know how many people want to go to that. For me, it's very long.
Is it just the music? I mean, he's not having a choir doing his singing? Or?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh.
So, for me, it's a little long. But if anybody wants to go, let me know pretty quick so that I can get you the tickets.
It'd be strange without the text.
Yeah. So
the one in Salt Lake City,
yeah,
around the hall.
Don't hesitate.
They're $17.50 for the cheapest tickets. You can use the Highland Choral Arts HCA.
Did you put that in your newsletter?
I I said that I only announced our main one. Mm-hmm. Can I put that in there too? You said I had to be free.
Go ahead. Sure. I counted up it so far. Unless Carrie Lynn writes a book, I'm good.
Challenge accepted.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, like last month, I did run out of room. So, yeah.
December 23rd. It's a Tuesday.
I think we want to get that out there. So okay. Go ahead and send me a blurb on that.
I'll 23rd add it. Is a Tuesday, but the 24th is a Monday.
But December 23rd is a Tuesday.
And
November 24th is a Monday.
There you go.
Good call there.
So the Bell Choir is very busy. They are booked a lot over the Christmas holidays, mm-hmm. which is really good. I was going to have her come to the senior citizen thing, but I took that off her plate and put it in January. So that,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't feel like we really had to have it in December for that one. So, but she's really, really busy, but she's hoping that she gets enough audience to pay for her rental of the building.
Where is she having her concert at? Is it at one of the schools?
Yeah.
I can get Mountain Ridge.
Mountain Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tickets are $10 a piece.
So, and in January, the art classes will all start back up, and we're pretty full. We're doing pretty good with all the classes. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's good. In February, Heidi is going to do a Valentine play. It's called Starting Here, Starting Now. Carrie Lynn, you probably know that. Yeah, it's a musical. It's a very small cast. It's either four or five. I can't remember for sure.
Wow.
But it's all music.
When
and
is this?
It's going to be February 15th. And it's February 13th and 14th. Sorry.
The adult theater that Heidi's doing.
It's going to be here. And they'll do three performances. I've already got the scripts ordered for them.
So it's a Friday, Saturday?
I don't remember what day Valentine's is on.
13th and 14th is Friday and Saturday.
Okay,
Valentine's
it's Friday
day
and Saturday.
Saturday.
Right,
yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to have...
What are they doing? What is the
plan? It's starting here, starting now.
Okay, I'm nervous for that.
Yeah. Very, it's very happy and cute. And they're going to have refreshments. They'll have a chocolate fountain with strawberries and, you know.
Do I want to come to this?
It'll be.
I heard chocolate fountain.
She says, I'm there. Some chocolate, she said.
So it'll be, the cost is going to be $25 a couple.
Okay.
So.
How are we advertising that? Not everybody has a couple.
I know.
Can
I
we
will.
Get half for like a single version?
you can come. You can come for free. You can come for free, any of you guys that want to come.
I know, but still, it's going to be a half of singles.
I know what you're saying. When yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Single awareness.
I don't know if I really have anything else. I'll probably think of things as we go around, but... I think I covered them all. Any questions from anybody?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's good to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we do have our so-and-so's Christmas party on the 19th of December.
You did that right. Okay.
Thank you to Linda. She just got this out for me. 11 to 2. And we won't be sewing that time, but in November we have a sewing day. And that is on the 21st of this month.
So Friday. The 19th.
The 21st, which is the 9th.
I got it there.
The Christmas one is the 19th.
Yeah, Christmas is 19 and November is the 21st.
I don't know. I just wanted to check and make sure I had it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, for me, we just have, I'm really worried, nervous. We have our first performance this coming Monday.
Oh, wow.
And it is at the University Place in Orem. It's their tree lighting ceremony. It's at 7 p.m. It's outside, and it's going to be raining.
Oh, no. Is it really?
Yes, it is going to rain.
I'm afraid it's going to be raining.
No.
University Place, is that the...
That's the big mall in Orem.
Is that the main one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be outside.
It's outside. So it's like on the north side of the mall.
Okay.
Jeez.
Are you raising mine?
Yes.
Bringing them back.
But we don't have a panel out there, obviously, so we've had to record our songs, our five songs that we're going to do. We're singing for 20 minutes from 7 to 7:20.
So it's possible, right?
Will they put up a tent?
I don't know.
Ooh, this is supposed to rain Monday.
Maybe people will
probably
come
not. I think so.
We don't have risers either. I think we have, like, platforms and a stage and the ground.
They keep pushing that rain out.
I just heard it tonight that it was going
to
be Monday.
Well, I've been watching it because I need to garden and he needs to do some stuff. I've been watching it and it keeps getting moved out.
No, that means 20% is going to be covered. Isn't that what that is?
It means
like
there's
20%. Like,
we have one person in our choir who said it was supposed to rain more earlier in the day and clear up in the evening, so we're going to hope for that.
Light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon is the current forecast.
Okay, so anything else?
Anyway, so that, and then our big performance on December 13th, and then the Abravanel Hall on the 23rd.
Okay, and you'll get me tickets.
Yes.
Okay.
Not to the Abravanel Hall one.
No.
But for that one, if you guys purchase tickets, and it should be pretty amazing, you use the code capital H, capital C, capital A for Highland Choral Arts, and that will give 20% of your purchase to our choir.
Okay, tell me the code again.
HCA, all capitals. And that just 20% of whatever you purchase goes back to the choir. So thank you.
Okay.
I think that, oh, and then our just, we need to fix the clock. It's an hour behind.
Okay.
I'm checking with them.
Okay.
I wanted to, I forgot Friday when I was here, but I'll check.
No,
tonight,
yeah,
to make sure that it still needs to be fixed.
My little finger
needs
going.
Yeah,
when we're here and we're still going at 10:30, it's like, oh, wait, that's wrong.
Yeah.
9:30.
Panic.
Right. Wow, she really kept us late tonight.
I think that everything, with one exception that I had on my list, we've already talked about the Christmas event, the events person. We will be certifying the election results Tuesday, but Libby Mills won as mayor, which wasn't surprising.
Right.
We're running, yeah.
And Scott Smith and Ms. Rice.
That's right.
The two who were elected to council. So, and in December, I think we have it scheduled for the 11th. That we will be appointing somebody to fill the remainder of Brittany's seat. But
we hope it's Ron.
So
yeah. We hope it's Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, how come it? Yes. How's that? Why is it like that way? I wonder.
Grammar. Was it like just the school board?
And there was only one.
There was two. Wasn't that for school board?
Yeah.
It is school board.
Each district had its own.
Right.
Because it's a brand new board. But,
oh, right.
I think maybe she covers all of that.
Okay. Kelly, do you have anything?
I do. So the two weeks ago, November 1st, I went to a singer-songwriter's.
Went to what?
A singer-songwriter's workshop.
How fun.
By the Pleasant Grove.
Who did it?
Pleasant Grove.
No, but who was
Brady,
the... I just wondered if it was John Pugh's son that did it.
No, really? No.
He did one here.
Oh, he did do it?
He did twice.
So it was not
twice.
So there were four. So the organizer was not the teacher. So it was a big event. So it was all afternoon, and there were four different presenters, and it was so good. And then they had a competition. There were 80 entries, and they showcased the top 10, and then gave a prize to the.
Wow.
So they had like an arts council choice, and then they had judges that judged them. Like Sherry Call was one of the judges, and it was awesome. And he'd reached out to me because I knew him at high school. And so I spread it around, and actually, one of my students from last year was one of the top 10.
Oh, that's awesome. Good.
Yeah. Wow.
but I went up and introduced myself afterwards, and he said, you know, this is really cool. I went out on a limb and said, we'd love to partner, because we could even advertise for them. or something, because that's what they really want, is to get it spread around the county, and they want more involvement.
For, is this for the songwriters thing?
Mm-hmm.
See, so yeah, that might be a conflict, because we've got him doing it.
They held it at the...
But...
Okay. Is it at, was it more contemporary?
Yeah.
And I think, isn't his more classical?
I don't know, probably.
So I would think there could be a need for both.
Yeah.
And
we should just, I don't know, anyhow, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Okay.
He said he's tried to work with arts councils before and it hasn't been successful, but, I mean, he knew what he was doing and he did a great job of it.
Can you send me his info? His phone number and his name and what it...
And, like, even if we just put it in our newsletter.
Okay.
So, because I would love to see our community get involved with that.
How much did he charge, do you know?
Zero. It was free.
We'll see.
Yeah.
John Pugh's son was very, very expensive.
Yeah, see... This is different. This is something
this was, it was really, really
I
expensive.
I really think that John Pearson is probably classical.
It probably is.
And this is probably very contemporary.
Yeah, this is not like, here is how you said, it's not like you sit down. It was like in a ballroom, which was bigger than this, and there were chairs there, and the presenters were talking about things like hooks, you know, like how you... tell you and the components of what make a good song, like 65, there's 65 components that make a good song, you know, kind of instructing them on those areas.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And then how to get it out there, how to
get your music out there.
Yeah, using the...
Well, I would love that. Because
so
I had a lot of people call me and just say his workshop was just too much. It was...
Yeah.
It was
yeah, so this wasn't like you sit down and write the song there. It's like just general information of what you can do to get started. Like the first one was how to get started writing a song.
That's awesome.
You know, and the last one kind of blew my mind actually. That it was about authenticity. Mm-hmm. And it was really like deep. I mean, like philosophical.
Yeah.
Like how do you stay authentic to yourself?
Okay. Well, send me his info and I'll call him. Yeah.
It just happens, I'm sure.
For us to do a free one would be amazing. Did they serve you lunch and everything? Or
yeah. But they had prizes for the winners. And they had,
Well, it sounds like they're self-sufficient,
right? Yeah, they kind of are in charge of it. And they have a. I would be interested to see how they're. Because it seems like their arts council is very active and they're partnering with the Ruth.
Well, I know I was at the Ruth meeting last night, and but the person that represents Pleasant Grove was there, and I did talk to her.
Who was it?
I can't remember.
Did I talk on her?
No, I've got her name on the list. Of
I think I saw her. She was there presenting the council.
Okay. Yeah, she was there last night, and actually there's several cities that don't have an arts council. They've got a representative on our board that I'm on. There's a person from each city.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, they're going to honor Highland City or highlight Highland City at the play in March.
What play?
I don't know which play it is.
Oh,
I can't remember.
The Ruth.
But yeah, at the Ruth, and they will.
At the Ruth. Oh.
They will do a spotlight that whole week, and they would like to have some representatives from the city to be there each night. So maybe if we could take turns, or if we could get the mayor there one night, that would be awesome.
Yeah. What's the date again,
John? It's March. I didn't bring my list with me. It seems like it's like the 23rd or something. But I need to check for sure. I kind of set it aside because it's a little ways
off. It's a little ways out.
Yeah.
It's like the fourth week of March.
It's in March. And it'll be that whole week that they highlight Highland City. And I don't know what information they might need or pictures, or I don't know how they're going to exactly do it. But I'll find out.
So this guy's name was Brady Hogarth, and he is the vice chair of the Pleasant Grove Arts Commission. And his email, there's an audio, like, I think he's...
Can you just send it to me?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Okay, Carrie Lynn, okay. We got 10 minutes.
Okay. Things are going well. We're getting ready for our concert. We're starting our practice performance next week. And it was such a treat. Sean came and listened to my
Oh, they just take your breath away. They were so good. Yeah.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm always like, you're not supposed to breathe there. You can clap. And then Shana sat down, and they started singing for her, and she got emotional, and it really
brought tears. Yeah, it just brought tears to my eyes. It was just beautiful.
It was really special.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But anyway, yeah, so we're moving along. It's a very busy time.
What time is your concert at?
It's at 2:30. 2:15. Yeah, we had a few variables this year because we're a little smaller group. And I just thought it would be better to have a packed house. And also because they're young.
2:30, you're having it.
On a Saturday.
Pre-show's at 2:15. I thought it would be really nice to just do it earlier.
If you need, okay, Kelly, this is something I'm going to put on your plate. And that's that if they need somebody for ticket sales, I thought that would be a good call for the youth.
I definitely am going to need help, but I for sure will need an adult at the table just because you're talking about Venmo and credit cards and cash.
She's better at it than I am.
I would like an adult at the table.
And what day is that?
It's Saturday, December 13th. The show is at 2:30, the pre-show, which you don't want to miss because it's those little.
That's at 2:15.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so you want to. Wait, December 15th?
13th.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have Shana Douglas to perform at the tree lighting ceremony, but we're off that week because it's Thanksgiving. And
I already told him you couldn't do it.
Yeah, but I felt
but the bell choir is going.
I know, we'll be starting our schedule in July. We get a new person.
Well, the bell choir is going to do it, so it'll be fine.
And then we do have a service concert that following week at the Spring Garden Senior Care Center. It's a beautiful place to perform a theater, and grand piano and everything. That's where my dad was. And as most of you know, that my dad passed away just a few weeks ago. So this will be my first time doing a show there.
Yeah.
I made friends with all the residents, so and the kids love singing for them.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, and then we'll be kind of winding down for the season. But yeah.
So when do you do that? The very next Saturday?
The very next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
During
okay.
our regular during
okay. period.
And yeah. And then we'll be gearing up for...
you won't be here that Tuesday, then?
No. Are you going to be here that Tuesday? No. So, yeah, I won't be here that Tuesday.
We will be here, because that's our final practice.
So, if you guys want to come in early that night, you're welcome to, because I will not be here.
Yeah.
By the way, Linda, you got my times right on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I got it right.
And then we'll be gearing up to start again in January. So, we do have a coming in, which I'm really excited about.
Okay. Kelly, what do you got? You don't know? You're still trying to figure out what you're supposed to do?
I think all we have is the Christmas event.
Yeah. We'll need your help with the play to the February thing. I'm sure we're going to need... Yeah.
Yes.
And that's going to be
Heidi.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
She likes me.
Well, and she already said she wants you to help with the sets and stuff. Tinley's a really good artist. She did trees for the for the youth play. I don't know if you guys came.
Actually, this isn't quite right, Linda.
What's wrong now?
Our concert is on at the one at University Place is November 17th.
What's on November 23rd?
I will definitely need help.
It's a Sunday. Nothing.
If anyone can help me.
Well, I can't. I can't get on the website, but I can.
But you could redo it, and I could put a new calendar on our Facebook.
Yeah,
we probably need to really push the social media of our webs down.
Okay,
November 17th.
Because December 23rd is the closest.
Okay,
is December 23rd is our Jimmy Oaks Baker.
February 13th.
That's maybe what you were thinking.
If I was thinking, you give me some credit there.
Thank you.
Okay, Linda.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking if you're having a Christmas party on the 24th, that means maybe I should cancel my art class that day. We don't get out till 5:15, and this thing starts at 5:30.
Yeah, Christmas. I'm pretty sure it starts. I think he told me it starts at 5:30. We got just a few minutes.
So that's all I'm thinking. Maybe I can just cancel my art class for that day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll tell all the mothers about the Christmas party, the Christmas activity.
Okay.
At City Hall.
Okay.
On 24th at 6, we think.
Okay.
Do we think it's at 6? 5:30? It's still not. They still don't have it on the website.
So I got to talk to
Doug. When's that Christmas activity?
I don't think he's going to be.
I know what time.
I'm pretty sure he told me 5:30.
Okay, but so I will cancel my art class for that day. That's a bit tight. And I'll tell all about it. Christmas activity.
Okay.
Because we just don't know anything. What time we're going to be there, what time we're supposed to be there.
Yeah, she was just talking about canceling her class on that day, the 24th.
Oh. So my class goes to 5:15, and this activity starts maybe at 5:30.
Your class is going well, though.
Yes, I have one more, and I'll have 7 come January. I'd like a couple more, but that's okay. It's a good group. Very controllable group.
Did you have something
compared to last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a spot.
Okay,
okay. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and adjourn.
Oh, what are you writing here?
I said it. Okay. And then we're not going to meet in
December.
So it'll be the,
other than texting if there's information we need to share.